Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Welcome back. One of the very first books I released was called, wait for it, Hacking Kickstarter Indiegogo, How to Raise Big Bucks in 30 Days, Secrets to Running a Successful Crowdfunding Campaign on a Budget. Yes, it is the longest title ever. When I first released it, I believe it was in 2013. Since then, I've updated the book as crowdfunding has evolved. I've also released companion books such as Kick-Ass Kickstarter Gods, a workbook version, and a mini pocket guide. I got into the whole crowdfunding space by accident when I researched the best way to put a campaign together as I was planning on crowdfunding my next novel. But as you know, sometimes life gets in the way, and that never happened. But I didn't want all that knowledge, research, and interviews from successful campaign creators to go to waste. So I put it in a book. I'm happy to say that people still find it useful, and it is one of my more consistent sellers. But one area that I didn't delve into much was how to spot a scam campaign. That's really important, as you don't want your hard-earned money to go towards a bogus cause where creators disappear in a puff of smoke, never to be heard from again after your credit card is charged. I've personally supported about 16 crowdfunding campaigns. Some I've just heard about and had no connection with whatsoever, and some were actually from people who had read my book and contacted me and told me about their campaigns, and I found them fascinating and worthwhile and decided to contribute. Crowdfunding can be a really wonderful thing. As a creative person short on cash, or a philanthropic person looking to boost someone's idea, crowdfunding marries both together so well. There have been some really amazing projects funded this way, from cool smartphone gear to video games and baby toys. You name it, it's been posted on one of the many crowdfunding sites. Again, my book, Hacking Kickstarter Indiegogo, How to Raise Big Bucks in 30 Days, was created to help sincere individuals. And there's plenty of them out there. You just have to find them. But as you know, the internet is full of people trying to make a quick buck at your expense. Crowdfunding campaigns are no exception. Earlier this year, over 2,500 people pledged support to a campaign that promised a new Fitbit-like tracker. They raised over $1.1 million despite not having a working prototype and all the red flags that swirled around the campaign. And because it was on Indiegogo, they received all the money up front. Another fraudster copied this crooked campaign and put it on Kickstarter, so backers were fleeced on both sites. With Indiegogo, whatever the campaign raises, they keep, whether they reach their goal or not. The same is true with GoFundMe, but there's a difference with Kickstarter. If you don't reach your goal, then the funds are not charged to the backers. So there's a little bit more of a protection there. Here's another example. A scammer put up a campaign for a thermal imaging camera for a smartphone without the ability to even implement or produce a product for under $5,000. And let's not forget about the infamous 100%, I'm doing air quotes now, 100% Kobe beef jerky crowdfunding scam. Spoiler alert, the jerky was 100% made up. So what does a philanthropic do to make sure that you're truly helping a genius or a legit startup fulfill their dreams and share it with the world? Well, I have a few tips for you to follow. One, if it seems too good to be true, it usually is. Do some research on your own to see if their claims are even possible. 2. If you don't understand the project or the technology, don't invest. It's as simple as that. 3. Who are the people behind the project? Research them, look for outside collaboration, and make sure they didn't just come on the scene a month before the project. Do they have a social media presence that has been around for several years or maybe many months? Are their followers fake? If their Facebook page has a few followers, no posts, or a slew of posts just on the campaign, run for the hills and keep your wallet close by. Also, do a reverse image search with Google. If you're using Chrome, for example, just right-click the main photo on the campaign page and select Search Google for Image. If you see a ton of results where the image shows up on other websites having nothing to do with the crowdfunding campaign, then these scammers probably stole that photo. 4. Have they posted campaigns before? Look them up on all major crowdfunding sites, not just the one where you see that they've posted at. Make sure the information they're provided is consistent. One fraudster posted multiple campaigns using different location addresses for each campaign, so beware. 5. Do they have an actual product that is working on video? Are they personally on the video? Now, granted, these days they can certainly fake a prototype, but pay close attention anyways to see if the product is working and not just showcase with some fancy camera angles or CGI. Also, if we do not see them personally on camera, ask yourself why they're hiding. 6. When do they promise to deliver? If the delivery time seems very unrealistic for everything they have to accomplish before shipping, be very leery. A CNN Money investigation found that 84% of Kickstarter projects didn't ship on time, so that's something to consider. And in other cases, products have failed to materialize after creators promised more than they could deliver. I've personally backed about 4 campaigns that took 3 to 4 times longer to deliver than promised, but at least they finally came through. 7. Budget is non-existent or not realistic. With the Kobe Beef Jerky campaign, their page includes discrepancies between the high cost of production and the low pledges requested from backers. Also, comments from people swearing that they tried it and loved the jerky all came from relatively new accounts that had backed only failed campaigns. So look for real people who give testimonials. 8. Is there a step-by-step plan for accomplishing their goals and what they will be doing with your money? Or do they have these grandiose plans that don't match up with what they say they need to accomplish their goals? The more details, the better. The fewer details, the more leery you should be. 9. Do a search for the product on Instagram and Amazon too. Also check consumer review sites. Are the products already listed for sale elsewhere for more or less than what they want from backers? If so, you may want to consider purchasing from a retail site instead, where there is accountability for purchases and where you can initiate a refund if you never receive the product. I remember one popular beach cooler raised over $1 million, close to $2 million actually, but kept putting backers off when they demanded shipment of their product. And this lasted for the course of 2 to 3 years. Some of them are still waiting. In fact, most of them are. But meanwhile, people could buy the cooler on Amazon. They were fulfilling Amazon orders while ignoring the paid backers. You know, ain't that a bitch? 10. How timely do they respond to questions? Email them, from their campaign page with a few key questions about signing up. Do they bother to respond? And if they do, was it timely? And did they address your concerns? If not, move on. And here's a bonus tip for you. This is bonus tip number 11. Why don't you go to the website gofraudme.com, and that's spelled G-O-F-R-A-U-D-M-E.com. And you can go there for scam updates, who to look out for, and to report scam campaigns. There are quite a few GoFundMe scams going on, so be on the lookout. So, have you ever been scammed or avoided being scammed from a crowdfunding site? I would love to hear your story. Go to my anchor.fm page, the link is below, for my podcast and leave a voicemail on your experience. I just may use it in a future episode. Join me next time when I give you 10 tips for launching your failed crowdfunding campaign. Yes, you can revive it. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast on iTunes. And don't forget to rate me on iTunes as well. To get in touch with me, go to authoruncut.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments and suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Until then, write on.